Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Rants Redux. This is Dennis Bell. Funding for the arts. Newt Gingrich once said it is absolutely essential that we cut funding for public broadcasting. I believe Gingrich made those comments on the McNeil-Lehrer NewsHour. Why is it that Republicans in Congress are so intent on eliminating the National Endowment for the Arts? Well, historically, thumbdicks like these guys shy away from supporting anything that has the word endowment in it. Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but why do we increasingly find ourselves locked in this pointless little pas de doudou over something called arts funding? The federal tab involved here is approximately a lousy $500 million, 1/500th of 1% of the national budget. That's less than what Clinton spends on 1-900 calls from Air Force One. The trick is, art is subjective. It's like Mapplethorpe's bullwhip-up-the-ass photo. One man's homoerotic statement is another man's unfortunate incident at the proctologist. As a nation, we're becoming more and more leery of art, as if one whiff of a ballet recital will inevitably send us reeling into a depraved tailspin of nipple clips and amyl nitrate tabs. You know, picking on arts funding is easy. Art won't ever find a cure for disease. You can't cut art down to build our homes. Art doesn't patrol our streets and protect us from crime. But then again, art doesn't hit us in the head with a fucking baton 67 times. What art does is educate us, enrich our lives, and reacquaint us with the beauty of human potential. Unfortunately, in the current Attila-like political climes, enrichment of the soul is the lowest form of plankton on the humanistic food chain. Conservative politicians may talk about education, but they're cutting arts funding quicker than Sollozzo's capos cut Luca Brasi. Face it, most of these politicos think PBS is what makes their wives so cranky each month. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I meant to say what makes their mistresses so cranky each month. Besides, if we lose funding for public broadcasting, folks, you know what will happen? More fucking PBS scrap the rat cage on my face pledge breaks, okay? Believe me, it's not easy for me to stand here and defend the arts. I think that 95% of what passes for art in this world is complete and utter shit. And 4 of the other 5% is shit with an asterisk. But oh, that 1% makes you proud to be a human, doesn't it? Come on, surely even you ultra-conservative Republicans can sympathize with the empty feeling of watching true art disappear. You must have gotten a taste of that when Hee-Haw was canceled. Look, art is communication. If you get the message, or for that matter any message, it's successful. If you don't, hey, next painting. So let's just shut up and bite this Lilliputian-sized tax bullet. Help keep some great old paintings, and some deranged new ones, in plain view of the average citizen. And at the same time, help defend individual expression against the first wave of the brain gendarmes. Because if we are to remain a truly great nation, we need to embrace our inalienable right to walk out of a modern art gallery, take a big bracing gulp of American air, and say, you know something, honey? That really, really, really sucked. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. Women in Hollywood. Oh, come on. Hollywood has always been screwed up with its take on women. Look at the movie Pretty Woman. This was a man's view of prostitution. Hey, tool down Hollywood Boulevard about 2 a.m. some Saturday and try to find a Julia Roberts lookalike. Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but Hollywood is a mean little town. And I'll grant you, it has to be unbelievably grating for women to lie back on the casting couch and look up at a glass ceiling. Still, everybody has to eat shit in this town. It's just some people get to write it off. Hollywood does what it does for financial reasons alone. If Mussolini walked into this town and said, I figured out how to do Die Hard in a hot air balloon, he'd have a 3-picture deal before you could say Carrot Top, all right? The liberalism of this town thrives only in the living room fundraisers and over expensive wines at Morton's and Spago. Watch enough television, see enough movies, and you'll realize that people in Hollywood will say or do anything to make a buck. They will decry the lack of women's roles in the same breath as they greenlight Tootsie, Mrs. Doubtfire, and The Crying Game. Hollywood has always been a contradictory compost heap of rationalizations. The whole business of entertainment is a Janus mask hanging on an outhouse door, one face pious, liberal, humanitarian, devoted to good causes and politically relevant art, and the other face an avaricious Philistine willing to dress its own mother in spandex if it will help the ratings. So if Hollywood will do anything for money, why would they exclude women? In fact, do they exclude women? Or do they just not include them enough to satisfy women? I mean, think about it. How hard is it to find women in Hollywood? Name five great male actors. Easy to do. Pretty much. Name five women. Just as easy, isn't it? Holly Hunter, Meryl Streep, Sharon Stone, The Woman in the Last Seduction, and, Tracy Lords. I'm kidding. But the point is, you instantly thought of 10 other great actresses that you wanted to name. Glenn Close, Cecily Tyson, Jo Beth Williams, Michelle Pfeiffer, Sigourney Weaver, Susan Sarandon, Winona Ryder, Diane Wiest, Mia Farrow, Jodie Foster. It's a long list, and I've left out a lot of other great actresses. So what's the problem? What are women saying? I've got to believe the real problem isn't that there are no women on screen, but that women don't feel their essential nature is ever allowed on the screen. That actresses, as good as they are, as prevalent as they are still not allowed to be women, not allowed to express a true feminine point of view. They feel bound by the male view of women, to be either a sex pot or a shrew, a witch bitch or a Barbie doll, or without men at all, on the run with another disappointed chick in a convertible. You know, it's man's simplistically polarized view of the role of women in the universe that women must find so frustrating. It's the Madonna whore thing. No, I mean the psychological theory. But the fact is, women are in Hollywood in large numbers, on screen and off. Not yet equal, not yet as powerful as men, but getting there. The hard way, I admit, because no guy wants to be the first to say, "Hey, too many guys have jobs, take mine." But women will get there, and when they do, they'll make a movie that is about women as women see women. And women will release it into theaters, and the odds dictate that women will lose money on it. And finally, women producers will be the ones making movies about sex pots and shrews and Mortal Kombat with bullies and bastards. I look forward to that. You know why? Because when women are free to be the ones who make shitty decisions and give the go-ahead to make shitty films with vapid plot lines that you can see through like used Neutrogena, then and only then will true equality between the sexes have been achieved. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. Equality of the sexes. Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but we trivialize women's issues in this country by fixating on the insignificant and ignoring the consequential. It's unbelievable to me. With all the serious inequities heaped on womanhood, the fact that they don't get paid equally, the fact that they're often brutalized by incomplete male monsters, what do we focus on? We focus on the bullshit, the freak show, the pubic hair on the coke, the warnings from the strident feminist groups about anything male, including telling women to beware of the Heimlich come-on, all this sort of bullshit. Women in this country will make their greatest strides when they begin to realize that there are certain bullshit male rituals that they shouldn't want to have a fucking thing to do with. Don't you see? You're better than that. You're 52% of the electorate, for Christ's sake. Take the reins. We fucked up. We can't do it. Don't you see the cosmic tip-off? You are the life givers. You must be the ones to save us. Aim your sights a little higher and go for the big pinata. Vote the Arlen Specters out of office. I don't want to turn this into Susan Faludi's Deb Ball, but if you really want to break the back of male domination in this country, get together and collectively cut us off. Because you see, you love the fuck, but we need the fuck, all right? And you should just get together and deny us sex en masse. The great American poke out. I guarantee you within 2 weeks you'll rule the country. If you thought Renfield was blindly allegiant to Dracula, we will be the Stepford penises. And you know, you can start by taking back control of your bodies. I hope you all see the flares going off with the killing of these abortion doctors. To really point out the heinous nature of this crime, let's use their terminology. The Right to Life movement aborts children in their 200th try.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?